guys. My name's Jonna. I'm an Atlanta Falcon cheerleader, and today's Read with the Falcon is Camp Canine. It is written by Mary Ann Rodman and illustrated by Nancy Hayashi. We're Camp Canine pups, and we're the best. How the dogs on the bus, all except me. I have a secret to guard. It's in my pooch pouch, safe in my lap. A pug pokes her head over my seat. My name's Pearl. What's yours? Roxy, I say. Have you been to camp before? Pearl asks. No, me neither, says Pearl. Do you think we'll get homesick? I shrug, and Pearl disappears. Too bad. She sounded friendly. But being friends means sharing secrets, and I can't share mine. When no one is looking, I sniff the pouch. My secret inside. My blankie. Wherever I go, my blankie goes, too. It makes me feel better when I'm worried or sad. A gigantic poodle leans over the aisle. What's in the bag? She growls. Nothing, I snap. I want my blankie, and I want it right now. But not while the poodle's staring at me. The bus stops. Camp Canine, barks the driver. All off for Camp Canine. A collie with a whistle and a clipboard trots toward us. Roxy? Pearl? I'm your counselor, Buffy, she says. Let's go to our cabin. We call it the Mutt Hut. As we hike to the Mutt Hut, I look for the poodle. She's nowhere in sight. Good. The campers in the Mutt Hut seem like nice pups. Kia and Rudy, Sophie and Bee, Hazel and Pearl. What would they say if they saw my blankie? Bam! A big poodle paw whams open the door. I'm Lacey, she snarls. Her pooch pouch and bedroll laying on my bunk. That's mine, I tell her. Mine now, Lacey snares. I want my blankie. I want it now. It's kind of cute. Chow time, says our counselor, Buffy. Lacey, put your pooch under the bench. Lacey doesn't. When she grabs from the steak crumbles, the pooch knocks Pearl's dessert to the floor. My favorite, Pearl whispers. Pork pudding with liver snaps. Sorry, says Lacey, but I know she's not. After snooze time, it's pond time. We pair up for splash pals. My pal is Lacey and her pooch patch. I want my blankie and I want it now. At night, we have campfire. We sing 99 bucks of bones on the wall. Buffy tells us a spooky story called The Haunted Mail Truck. And then, just as she gets to the scariest part, something terrible howls. Lacey jumps out from behind a tree. Gotcha, she laughs. You big scaredy cats. Nobody calls me a cat, snaps Kia. Me neither, growls Bee. Take it back, demands Pearl. Make me, says Lacey. Nobody does. Bedtime, barks Buffy. To the Mutt Hut, double time trot. I pant to keep up with Lacey's long legs leading to the pack. I wish that poodle had gone to some other camp. When everyone's sleeping, I sneak out to my blankie. Ah, just a little sniff and the sun's in my eyes. Morning, oh no, I hide my blankie under my pillow. Today is worse than yesterday. Lacey makes trouble all morning long. We go for a dog trot. Hazel trips over Lacey's pooch pouch. Sorry, says Lacey, but I know she's not. I build a bone box in Barks and Crafts. Clunk, crash, splash. Sorry, says Lacey, but I know she's not. Next we have game time. We play Shoo Choo and Boneberry, Frisbee and Fetch. I wish Lacey would pack up her pooch pouch and dog trot on home. Soon it's pup puddle time. We race to the pond. When Buffy counts us at the dock, we're missing a nose. Where's Lacey? She asks. Nobody knows and nobody cares. We have to find Lacey, says Buffy. We grumble and growl our way through the woods. We're missing pond time because of mean old Lacey. She's not in the woods or the chow hall or the craft shed. To the Mutt Hut, Buffy orders. And there we find Lacey sprawled on her bunk with a blankie, I howl. She's got a blankie. Now I can get even. I can laugh and call her a scaredy cat. So what, snarls Lacey, but her nose quivers. Her tail twitches. Wait a minute, she's scared? She's not really mean? She was just hiding her blankie? Like me? I take a deep breath. I know what I have to do. I ease Blinky out from under my pillow. I wait for the others to laugh. They don't. I have a Blinky, barks Bee. She digs in her pooch pouch and pulls out a pink one. Me too, squeaks Sophie. Well, let me say that again. Me too, squeaks Sophie. So do I, wheezes Pearl. We all have Blankies? No more secrets? Now we all can be friends. To the pond, orders Buffy. Double trot time. Buffy counts noses. Kia and Rudy. Sophie and Bee. Hazel and Pearl. And me and my new pal, Lacey. We're Camp Canine Pups, and we're the best, north or south or east or west. Best friends rock, both night and day. Camp Canine Pups, yip, yip, hooray. Hey kids, I hope you like this story. Tune in next week for another Read with the Falcon.